Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Two replica Christopher Columbus ships are sailing across the Great Lakes this summer. The vessels offer visitors a chance to learn about the famous explorer's voyages, but some say the ships only tell half the story. Payne Horning from WRVO in upstate New York reports.
Aboard the Pinta replica in Oswego, New York Harbor, tour guide Colin Foster lectures a group of students about Columbus and his famous voyages.
It was 33 days to cross the Atlantic Ocean. Everybody has to remember that, okay? How many days did it take to cross? 33 days. We have to remember that.
The Pinta replica was built to complement the popular Niña ship, which set sail in 1992 to commemorate the 500th anniversary of Columbus's first voyage across the Atlantic. Captain Morgan Singer says both vessels were always intended to be a tool to educate people.
They can touch, they can feel, and they can imagine what it was like for their forefathers, be it on these ships or the Mayflower or whatever.
Teaching is the motivation for many of the crew's 14 members, all of whom are volunteers. Jeff Hicks says their mission is to inform people about Columbus and the explorers who followed.
He did discover it for the old world. They know nothing of this part of the world. And again, we celebrate the age of discovery because without that, we as Americans today and in this part of the world would not be here.
But not all are as eager to celebrate that legacy. That was clear in Oswego, a Lake Ontario port where the ships docked recently. The replicas were surrounded by protesters in canoes, and on the pier, other protesters carried signs. Gahiwi Nessa, a Native American and member of the Neighbors of the Onondaga Nation, noted that the age of exploration brought with it mass murder, slavery, and diseases for the original people of the Americas.
You know, to make a replica of the ships that did that to our own people, and, you know, to even let it sail again into these waters isn't right. It's a huge slap into the face.
Professor Philip Arnold, who teaches Native American and Indigenous Studies at Syracuse University, says those issues still resonate today and should not be ignored.
It's hard to get over that kind of trauma. It's as if we were to ask Jews to get over the Holocaust or something, you know, akin to that. I think, you know, a discussion would be good for everyone.
An exchange of ideas did take place in Oswego. The Neighbors of the Onondaga Nation were able to open an informational booth at the entranceway to the ships, and local summer school principal Bob Nelson says he made sure to fill in the gaps for the students he brought.
Of course, everybody's taught 1492 Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Well, there was a little bit more to it than that. So that's what we try to show them, just to get them thinking a little bit.
Jake Edwards, a member of the Central New York Onondaga Nation, says these replica ships present an opportunity to have that conversation as they move through the Great Lakes.
So we pass the message on to all of our brother nations across the country that these ships may come in contact with again, and to stand up and explain to them what had happened to their people, to our brothers, what had happened because of this ship landing and bringing its tactics of survival here on our lands.
The replica ships will continue along the Great Lakes this summer with stops in Ohio and Michigan and then onto the Mississippi River. For Here and Now, I'm Payne Horning in Oswego, New York.
And Payne's story comes to us from Here and Now contributor Great Lakes Today.